one without knowing and without practicing, preaching are done in ISKCON or other everywhere. They tell one day, कर दो ये थकले तो बोलते हो बक बकाना पड़ेगा यहाँ पर भी तुम वहीं पर बक बकाएं
क्लास देने
हाँ वहीं पर किसी से कोई प्रश्न कर देंगे आपसे कर देंगे हाँ
He said preaching is of two kinds.
A kanishtha adhikari, knowing nothing, he tells that you should take harinam, and he is not taking actually. He takes one round, two round, three round, four round, and he preaches that you should always preach, always take harinam, and always do bhakti. But if anyone will question what is called bhakti, then he cannot reply. These kinds of preaching are not actually bhakti practice. But Madhyam Adhikari, when preaches, he has sambandha jnana in him, relation to Krishna and all these things, and something doing. And his preaching will work. Their preaching will not work, but their preaching will do something work. But by this also, Krishna prema, Brajpar prema will not come. Braj prema can only be achieved by himself some taste, greed, and especially testing the books of Rupa Raghunath and our Acharya Goswami, and he should follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu principle. For gopiyon ki ka anusaran karne ke liye, to follow first steps of guru. And if he preaches something, then his preaching is bhajan. Their preaching also, Madhyam Adhikari, what is Krishna Tattva, what is Gita, what is bhakti, his preaching, it is also bhakti. But by that preaching, it will not happen. Because in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the dialogue of Raya Ramananda, has told that prem is of two kinds, Aishwarya prem and Madhurya. Those who know that Krishna is himself God, and he has six attributes, Aishwarya. He can do anything. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Now we have emerged in Maya. After that, we can serve Bhagavan. This can give bhakti. This is also bhakti. But as per my bhakti, it cannot take us to, lead us to Madhurya my bhakti. After this, if a Rasik Vaishnava meets Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita, Mati Priyatam Kutopi Jadi Labdhati. If any Rasik Vaishnava association comes and he has Bhav Subha Sattva, and from beginning he has just to follow Gopi, then so greed is so durlabh,
rare.
So we should do bhakti and try to have association of bhakti, so that greed can come.
So when we preach, because we are lesser Vaishnavas, we basically preach Vaidhi Bhakti, and hence at in general and hint at higher things.
It is bhakti like Swamiji Maharaj has preached, and lots of persons have, devotees have come. Now, having some association, some person, three persons have greed towards you, and they now want to develop this life. We should do, because what can we do? We should do something also. But that speaking should be that we should practice ourselves and then to see. Then it will be done. And that Prajabhakti will found only by that thing. Without taking shelter of gopis, lot of faith, a man cannot have anyone. What he preaches, what he practices. But it is also better to practice bhakti.
Does such type of bhakti give chance to have association of
Narsimha? It depends on the mercy of Krishna and Rasik Vaishnava and his bhagya. But something it is possible. Doing bhakti, it is possible that
sometimes in preaching in other countries around the world, we get so much pratishtha, puja.
Yeah.
And so when I was in Russia, there was so much coming, and I was bewildered. I didn't know what to do. So then Govinda Maharaj called me. He was also in Russia. And he said that when it comes to him, he consciously offers it to you and Prabhupada. So I began to do that, and I was wondering, is this the proper prayer? Like when they offer us obeisances and flowers to say, my dear Guru Maharaj, my dear Prabhupada, please accept their worship and obeisances and flowers and service. Or what do you say to your Guru Maharaj when they offer to you? What should we say to offer their respect and honor to you?
क्या कह रही हैं?
मैं ये कह रही हूँ कि जब हम प्रचार करते हैं तो बेशक बहुत सम्मान देते हैं, पूजा करते हैं, माला चढ़ाते हैं. उस समय गोविंद महाराज ने कहा कि
योग आपकी आने की I had suggested him to do like this. So it is best.
What is an exact prayer that we can pray to you when we get so much?
By heart telling.
By heart what?
By heart telling like this, praying like this.
पूछने की हमें क्या प्रार्थना करनी चाहिए?
हाँ तो भाई, you see, I'm giving an example that Swami Tamal Krishna has by क्या होता है?
Telephone.
He has connected with Dhirasan and he has suggested him to come to Bombay because there is earthquake in Maharashtra and several rich persons of America have told that we don't want to give all these things, materials and rupees, dollars and everything, medicine, food, so government of India to them, because we know that they are thieves. They will only give a very little portion of it, and all portions they will keep. So those want to give all these things to Indian government. So they want that if there is any society like a stone, they can give so many things, and that thing, dollars and medicines and Mahaprasadam, will directly approach to needy person. So he has called Giriraj Swami, Sridhar Swami also from America. He has sent to Bombay there. And they are trying to do something for them. What will add bhakti? This will add bhakti or not?
It doesn't seem like it.
But sympathy to needy, is it wrong?
No.
So what to do this?
He'll be distributing sadharma to many people also. It is good preaching.
No? But if I am not doing, what will be of mine?
If you are not doing?
I should also do. Why?
Because you can get the highest thing with all your precious time.
If they are involved in this for whole life, what will be, what they will have in result? Only sympathy of some person, some rupees, donations, and fame, and all this. Will it add bhakti, raganuga bhakti? And if they are involved in that rupees and expanding it, doing something, anyone who is involved in this, they will see surely there also something. They will take a portion, anyhow they will have. They are bound to take. Fame will come, President of India will, oh, they are doing so good things. And they will be so much pleased, and their bhakti will be like canvas go up. So we should do it. Teacher of that grace. And they have time to do this also. And they want to preach. They will listen, they will tell them, oh, I will give you when you will tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So they will do some Hare Krishna and they will give Mahaprasadam. It is good. But not pure bhakti. Karma Mishra bhakti, you see. You know Karma Mishra?
It's mixed with fruit of desires.
Karma Mishra, kya hoga? Mixing karma. Not Siddha bhakti. It is better, but not best. They should do. Anyone cannot prohibit them not to do. I will not suggest them not to do. But I will not do. I have no time.
But the point is this, Maharaj, by doing this thing, from organization point of view, one will have good name. And then it will be more capable to preach farther and faster and better. And it has been established by Srila Prabhupada, so that way Prabhupada may be preached. So Yasya Prasada, Prabhupada Prasada. So all this activity is just related to Prabhupada. So even those who are advanced in Yasya, they feel like
they should do, because they want to bring all persons to
me.
But I will have to go to class. Kya hai? Bolo.
Class bhi hai.
Any question more? You should come to him with her. And if you have any question, we will deal afterwards.
You should come with me.
And you can listen all my what cassettes are. You should read Swamiji's book. See, ekhane to boltei hobe okhane jai boshi ekhon to. Na bolo tum bolo. Puna ka chand kab niklega? Bolo. Jab Mukund jab bhi dekhe jayenge tab. Bolo kya prashn? कोई प्रश्न नहीं जाएगी
मेरी फर्स्ट
और तो क्लास में बैठेंगे आपको बहुत अच्छा हो रहा है
मेरी फर्स्ट प्रश्न I have a question in relation to the painting
हाँ बस
You write in the Gaurmandala Parikrama book that the manifestation of Navadvip is the desire of Radharani. Can you explain that?
What I have written?
Lord Shiva told Parvati that by the desire of Srimati Radhika, Navadvip has become manifest. Can you explain that?
Did I have two shots, but like... Once in Golok Vrindavan, Radha and Krishna were sitting together and Srimati Radhika told Krishna, today I have seen a dream. I saw a Kishore Brahmin and was so beautiful. Sometimes weeping loudly and telling Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And sometimes in mood of Radhika, myself, he is telling, oh Krishna, where you are? Feeling so much separation. Sometimes I saw that Brahmin was, Kishore Brahmin was you, and sometimes I felt that this Brahmin Kumar inside was myself. I could not determine what was that fact. Can you tell me this fact if you know? Then Krishna told me that actually that Brahmin Kumari is myself. I am that Brahmin. And I have taken your mood. When my mood is Pradhan,
Major.
Then I call Radhe, Radhe, Radhe in separation. And when your mood is superior, then having mood of you, I call Krishna, Krishna. I want to go to this world, material world, and to preach and to make known other devotees, Brahma and Sankara and all of them. Kya hai? And to taste these things in this world. I will go soon. Then Srimati Radhika told that I also want to go. Leaving me here, how you will go? Then Krishna told that you should also. Be ready to go? She told that I will not go without Vrindavan, Radha Kundi, Shyam Kundi, and Yamuna, and all these things, and all my sakis. I will not go. Then Krishna told her that all the things and beings and all these things, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giraj, Govardhan and all things in 84 crores, 84 into 2 miles, everything I will take it with me and you should go. Then she became ready and did. So, by the prayer of Radhika, all Brajmandal and everything is associated with Srimati Radhika and all other things.
said just now that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes he was in Radharani's mood and sometimes he was in Krishna's mood. But I heard that he was seeing himself as a maid servant of Radharani. Right?
What?
I heard that Mahaprabhu was thinking himself as a maid servant of Radharani.
Where?
I heard that somebody told
me. Who told you?
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Anjalila, he was thinking of himself as picking flowers for Radha and Krishna and being on the banks of the Jamuna when Radha and Krishna and the gopis are having Jal Keli with Krishna. So at that time he was on the bank, and sometimes...
Who was on the bank?
Lord Chaitanya. So wouldn't that be...
And he was seeing Radha and Krishna both playing?
Yeah, in the water. Where you have read? 16th or 17th chapter of the Anjaliva.
His mood was like this. His mood was like... At that time he was like a sort of Bahya-gyan. Bahya-gyan, you know? Conscious in his... that I am Chaitanya. At that time, neither of Krishna, neither of Srimati Radhika mood was there. Then, at this neutral position, he was there.
Well, sometimes it says that the Sakis asked him to pick flowers, and he saw Radha and Krishna also. So at that time, he's thinking of himself as Chaitanya again?
Wo kaun kar raha hai, just full chuno? क्या कर रहे हैं ठीक
है
महाप्रभु जी से ठीक कनेक्ट जी यू आर नॉट अंडरस्टैंड गोपी कनेक्ट स्पीक विथ एनी पर्सन अदर देन कृष्णा व्हाट टू वेदर ही मे बी चैतन्य आ रहे एनी वन ठीक कनेक्ट जी
इन हिज इंटरनल कॉन्शियसनेस ही सेड द गोपीज आस्क्ड मी टू पिक फ्लावर्स
मी देन ही विल बी any gopi, like gopi or anything, or Radhika himself.
Well,
Now, permit us to go there.
One more question.
You told that we are...
One more. Jaldi in Gaur Ganesh it says that Sarup Damona is Vishakha Sati, and Ramananda Rao is Lalita. But I always heard that Ramananda Rao is Vishakha and Swarup Damodar is Lalita.
This is right.
So why Gaur Ganesh Deepika says like that?
So any, according to any mood, a special mood here. Gaur Ganesh. He has told also that Lalita, some tells like this, some tells. What Rupa Goswami has told, it is true.
Yeah,